Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Arthur has encouraged the rank and file of the NDC to restrain themselves in the face of extreme provocation, but they should be civil and resolute in defending the achievement and the propagation of the party's 2016 campaign manifesto. He said the NDC, led by President John Dramani Mahama, will win this year's election in a transparent, free and fair manner. Addressing mini rallies in Logu and Belinga in the Wa East constituency of the Upper West region, Mr. Emisa-Arthur said the MPP has become desperate and it is prepared to do anything to mar the victory of the NDC. Setaya has sent this report.
The chiefs of Logu and Belinga endorsed President Mahama for a second term in view of the numerous projects that have been provided by government. They, on behalf of their people, assured the NDC and President Mahama of their votes for more development. The chiefs also appealed to Ghanaians to vote massively for the president. The traditional authorities called on government to speed up the construction of road networks in the Wa East constituency to ensure easy movement of persons, goods and services. Vice President Emisa-Arthur urged the people to defy intimidation by elements of the major opposition and go all out in their numbers to vote massively for President Mahama and the NDC's parliamentary candidate and Minister of Chieftaincy, Dr. Seydou Dana.
As the election is getting close, the people who are going to lose are going to get desperate. And when they get desperate, you never know what they can do. So we are asking our people to exercise patience. Please exercise patience. Because if you are going to win, you don't want trouble when you win. You want there to be peace when you win. So please, when the people who are losing get desperate and do desperate things, please exercise patience and just go and use your power of your thumb on 7th December to make sure that victory has come to the NDC.
The Wa East constituency is one of the communities that has one of the 123 Community Day senior high schools being built by government. The facility is almost completed and it comes with accommodation for the headmaster and the masters who will teach in the school. Vice President Emisa-Arthur said quality education still remains a priority area of government in order to train youth with the requisite knowledge and skill to make them globally competitive. He appealed to the people of Wa East to vote for Dr. Dana because he has braced the odds with his challenge to achieve a lot in life. Mr. Emisa-Arthur said Dr. Dana is brilliant and hardworking. They should therefore vote him so that he will continue to share his knowledge in Parliament for the overall good of the country.
We need to vote for Dr. Seydou Dana as MP. I have worked with him 4 years as minister. I have seen his work. I've seen how his mind is sharp. I've seen how he works hard. So because of that, I support Dr. Dana. He is one of the people who has achieved despite his disability. So we have to be proud. So me, I'm proud of him. Now I've seen this one who went to school and did well, who went to work and did well, who became a minister and has done well. And I think that, and we need to send him to Parliament now so that Parliament can also benefit from him.
At Logu, an honorary chieftaincy title was conferred on the vice president.
Setaya said that the Kalio Traditional Council in the Upper West region has endorsed President John Dramani Mahama for a further 4-year term. The council said the president is God's chosen one and therefore asked the other political parties to desist from politics of lies and intimidation. The council said this when the vice president, Kwesi Emisa-Arthur, paid a courtesy call in the council at Kalio in the Upper West region. He took a swipe at the MPP's manifesto pledges, such as the One Village, One Dam policy. Another report by Saint Aya.
Since 1993, the Nadoli Kalio parliamentary seat has remained an NDC seat and occupied by the majority leader in parliament, Alban Bagbin. The visit by the vice president was to shore up more votes for President Mahama and Mr. Bagbin. The chief of Chile, Na Bading Nan Sanyela, who spoke for the council, was grateful to government for providing the community with its fair share of projects. He called on traditional authorities to lead the campaign for a peaceful election.
We, the people of Kalio traditional area, we have seen a lot of development that is going on. We are experiencing it, and we know It is through the hard work of His Excellency the President and his able people. Kaleo have witnessed a lot of development, but like the Oliver Twist, we ask for more. We know the President is already endorsed by God. We are only endorsing what God will do, or God has already done. We don't need to tell lies. We only need to say the truth. God knows who's the one that can help, and He has already endorsed our President for the next generation.
Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur said peace, security, and stability are key to development. It is for this reason that the NDC, as a development-oriented party, has no choice than to continue to drum home the need for peace at all times.
And we can live in peace, one with each other in the ethnic groups, live in peace among the religious groups, live in peace among football groups, among all different groups in our country. Because without it, the work of development will be useless. So peace is important, and we in the NDC believe that we need to have peace, we need to have stability in our country so that we can continue to develop. But development is the main aim of our party. Our opponents, they don't know how to do the development. That is why the development must be relevant to the people. You can't sit in Accra and decide that everybody in Ghana must have the same thing. One dam, one district, everybody. Whether you have a dam or not, you will get a dam. No.
The Vice President spoke about the competence of Mr. Gbagbin and urged the people to return him to Parliament to work with President Mahama for more development. He said the people of Nnadozi Kaleo must realize that they have a gem in the person of Mr. Gbagbin, describing him as a vulnerable member of the NDC.
For us in the NDC, you people have given us a very good material for Ghana. So please send him back to that parliament with a bigger majority so that he can control the people in parliament so that they can bring progress to us. The Honorable ASK Gbagbin, the leader of the house, with a lot of experience, minority leader, he led us from minority to majority. He became a minister. He's shown as a minister, a very good minister. He went back as leader of the majority, and he's leading us from victory onto victory onto victory.
The Kaleo Traditional Council honored the Vice President with a special bovine smock.
Seti Yar sent that report.